This is the Relic Radio Show, old-time radio entertainment still standing the test of time, from RelicRadio.com. Welcome back to the Relic Radio Show, bringing you another hour of radio drama. Beginning this week with Bold Venture, we'll hear Shannon's A Sucker, their episode from October 1st, 1951. Then it's Believe It or Not with Most Trusting Man. We'll finish off with Obsession and Cry Vengeance, their episode from May 5th, 1952.
Bold Venture! Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance, starring Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall. Together in the sultry setting of tropical Havana and the mysterious islands of the Caribbean, Bold Venture. Magic names of Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall bring you Bold Venture and a tale of mystery and intrigue.
How soon will Slate be back, Miss Duvall? I ask only because I hope it's not for hours and hours.
Not so close, Frankie. I might fog your glasses.
I'll chance it. Ever kiss a boy with tortoise shells?
You're probing, Professor. Now, let me think. Yes. Yes, I did once.
Exciting?
Well, I was 5 and he was 6. He asked me up to his treehouse to admire his collection of steelies and glassies. I'll never forget. I had to hobble home on one roller skate.
Why?
The kid was a cad.
You're cute. Cute as a bug in a rug.
Oh, Frankie. Next, you'll be telling me I'm the bee's knees.
You want it subtle, huh? Okay. I'll tell you in words they write in poems. How the curve of your mouth is classic. How your cheek is...
Back up, Buster. I'll uncurl your ringlets.
What's up, sailor? Boy trying to sell you a magazine subscription?
Slate. Slate Shannon. You remember me?
You heard, sailor. She said it real clear. She said back. Hey. Hey, wait a minute. You're Greg's brother, Greg Jordan's brother.
That's right, Frankie.
What are you doing in Havana, kid? How's Greg?
One at a time, Slate. The big brother's married, 4 kids, and a mortgage. What I'm doing in Havana is learning what every young fellow should know. I left college to try to learn it. Want to take me around the museums and teach me?
Sure, kid. I'll show you a Havana they never dreamed of in the geography books.
And we'll take Miss Duvall, too, huh? Please. That way it'll be coeducational. Jack, hiya.
Frankie.
Catch anything?
A sea bass. Baby, threw him back. Never have any luck, sir, fishing. Used to get prizes for the amount of seaweed I pulled up.
You know, I don't figure you. I really don't.
Well, tell me why, kid.
A big-time gambler like you. A man the police are looking for, and you pick yourself a seaside park and fish.
You ought to try it. Restful. For the nerves. You study about nerves at college?
Uh-uh. Economics.
That sounds educational. Brief me on economics, kid.
Get money from people. That's a brief on every textbook I ever had.
Good books. Sound. You got the makings, kid. I like the way you operated on the boat. I'll tell you the truth. I never saw a better second card stud dealer in my life. Where'd you learn?
My brother. He did it for the oohs and ahs in the parlor.
That's one way. Did you see your brother's friend, Shannon?
Sure. Tonight we're going to have a party. Laughs and tickles and rumbas.
Wait a minute. No, I thought I had a bite. What I was going to say, kid, don't have too good a time. Shannon's got to get us out of Havana.
He will.
Because if we ever step foot on that liner again, we'll take the rest of the crews and whatever they use for a brig.
I said Shannon will get us out.
Sure you did. Only I've got something else to tell you. Remember the guy on the boat who always wore double-breasted tweeds? The man who dropped maybe $200 in draw poker in stateroom 20?
I don't remember his name, but he played a fair hand at draw, lost his dough, and then hung around and watched. That him?
Mm-hmm. He's a detective, kid. He's tailing me. I shook him someplace on Malecone Drive.
How do you know he's a detective?
Because I had to hit him before I shook him. He showed me a card, told me the vacationers were squawking about a couple of Sharpies. You and me. Told me how much we cheated them out of. Said, please come along. So now you know why it's important.
I told you. Shannon's a sucker. He'll get us out of Havana. Slade, I'll never forget you for this. The places you've shown me. And this highlight game. I've always wanted to see one. You're making childhood dreams come true.
You do my heart good, kid. Enjoying yourself like this. Make me remember how I was the first time I hit Havana.
Tell us about it, Slade. Tell us how you came. A barefoot, bright-eyed lad with downy cheeks of tan.
Look, you asked me to tell it. Let me tell it. There I was, standing on the pier, a bright-eyed lad with...
Look at those guys. The way they handle those sisters. And look. Look at that catch.
As I was saying, there I was, standing on the pier, Havana reaching her arms out to me. Me, a bright-eyed lad with...
Wait, Slade. That man over there. The one in the double-breasted tweed suit. The one who's been following us.
You'll listen to me, huh, Frankie?
He's coming over to us. Wait till he gets here. Then you can tell him, too.
Slate. That's the guy I've been telling you about. The one on the boat. He scares me.
Having a jolly time, Frankie? Like the game?
What does he want with me, Slate?
You heard the boy, Buster. Answer the boy.
Keep your long fingers out of it, mister. That way we won't ever quarrel. Come on, Frankie. Let's walk out here like we're old school chums, huh?
Slate!
Leave him alone. Leave the kid alone.
I told you. Let's not make a scene, huh, pal? Don't make me breathe too hard, Frankie. I'm not... Gonna...
Maybe I can arrange that, Buster. About the breathing.
The long fingers. I told you.
Yeah. Count them, mister. All five of them.
I'll kill him, Slate. I'll kill him.
Give me that bottle, kid. You're going crazy.
I'll kill him. Kill him.
The bottle, Frankie. Give me that bottle.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Slate.
Let's take the kid home, Slate. It's way beyond his nap time.
A boy, he study in university. Plenty IQs and educated he. He wink an eye in Miss Salo's direction. Say, hip hooray, you're a yummy confection. Miss Salo, she put Frankie in place. She kick his ankle, sneer in his face. And all the while, Mr. Slate has jollies. Blame it on wild old type follies. That's the way me and my guitar observe it, Mr. Slate.
Well, both of you got good eyes. I still don't understand what you've got against Frank Sailor.
Did you see the way he broke that bottle? He was going to stab that man.
Oh, I doubt it. Kid saw the routine in the movies once. He figures it's the thing to do in Havana. Look, you can't blame him for nuzzling up to you. Let's face it, you're a nuzzable girl.
Choosy, too. I select my own nuzzlers.
Mr. Slate, may I say a word?
Go ahead, King.
I have seen many men as I walk through the world.
Oh, here we go.
Men of high breeding and low. The looks they gave could wither the soul. Men who drew shadows about their shoulders.
What don't you like about Frank Jordan?
He's a stinker.
A big one.
Now, look, he's the brother of a friend of mine. That makes him a responsibility. I'm going to take care of Frank Jordan while he's in Havana.
What's he in Havana for? Well,
what are you in Havana for?
Go stick your head in a hose.
Slate Shannon speaking.
Slate. Slate, come down here right away. Please. Please, you've got to.
What's the matter, Frank?
Hurry, there's not a lot of time.
Why isn't there a lot of time? What's happening?
I'm afraid, Slate. Please, at the Hotel Suarez on the Prado. Hurry.
Hello? Hello, Frank? Hey, hello. What were you saying, Sailor?
Miss Sailor went out, Mr. Slate, with the Huff.
Well, if she and the Huff come back and ask for me, tell them don't ask.
Please make yourself comfortable, Miss Duval. In the big wicker chair with the inner tube cushion will be nice.
Gee, Inspector, the way you treat a girl. It makes her eyelashes flutter. See? Flutter. Now the left one. Flutter.
I cannot tell you how pleasurable it is you come to me, even without that I arrested you.
That's why you gave me the chair with the inner tube, huh?
Exactly. Oh, you are a sly one, Miss Duval.
Just call me Slyzy.
And now perhaps you will tell me why you have come. To bribe me for something you have committed or are about to commit?
Heal, boy, heal.
If you have not perpetrated a crime, Senorita, please do not waste my time. Adios. It has been charming.
Maybe I can dream one up for you. Interested?
Panting at the mouth. Who robbed who? Who killed who? Who mayhemed who?
I don't know yet, but I have a feeling it's coming. From a kid by the name of Frank Jordan, brother of an old pal of Slate's.
You suspect this Frank Jordan of dire deeds?
Worse than that. I hate him.
A woman's hate is meaningless, Senorita, till the man she hates does something to her. I see no bruises on you.
He got into Havana last night, off the SS Regina. Slate had to work a man over for him. I want you to find out why. I'll flutter again for you, anytime you ask.
You have twisted my elbow, Senorita. I will look into this Frank Jordan for you.
Thanks, LaSalle. I say it from the heart. Thanks.
Frank!
Is that you, Slate?
Yeah, it's me.
Talk some more. I gotta be sure.
Come on, open up. What's the matter with you?
Inside, Slate, quick. I'm like glad to see you.
Tell me why, huh?
I'm gonna level with you, Slate. I thought I was being smart. Now I'm in trouble. Listen to me. You gotta get me out of Havana.
Well, I knew you came to Havana. I'm leaving tonight. Why not take that?
I can't, don't you see? The trouble happened on the boat.
A woman?
I didn't know anything about her. You know, the travel folder said meet new friends, and I met her.
Husband?
He'll kill me. He said he would.
Close your mouth, kid. I'll answer the door. You want something?
Inside, mister. This gun can start scratching your grave. Hello, Frank.
Look, I was just playing around. I didn't know it.
Against the wall, Frank. Face it. Now you, mister.
I don't know who you are or what you want, but why don't we just sit down, prop our legs up, you know, talk. What's with the gun?
Against the wall. Turn around, both of you. The guy your guest, Frankie?
Leave him out of this.
All right. You can go now, mister. When things get tough, we can do this to packed houses, Frankie.
A boy never stops learning, Jack. And you know what?
What?
I was starting to worry. I was thinking Shannon wasn't believing me. Now he does. He'll take good care of me. I'll be real grateful.
Stars Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall, and the second act of our story.
I tell you, senor, you must get up this instant. Get up from the floor and take out of here, you. Come, senor, I will show you what I do in such instances. Do you understand what I am telling you? Up!
Hey, cut it out, will you?
Very good. You have responded well.
What happened? Who are you?
Jimenez. Who else would I be?
Okay. Hey, where's Frank Jordan?
He who rented this room? Out.
There was another man here with him.
Grande, big, a big man. They left together.
Together, huh? Probably with their arms around each other.
No, it's not so. The big man pushed Senor Jordan in front of him with hand in pocket as if he had a gun. Now, Senor, who are you?
Just a bad dream, Jimenez. Something that never should have happened.
Si, Senor. And you look it.
Look what your friendship for Frankie got you, Slate. Lumps on the cranium.
One lump. Let's not get carried away with this thing.
I got a big rise out of that soft skull of yours. Could have killed you.
Look, sailor, just for a little while, let me enjoy the breezes from the sea, the whispering of the coconut palms, the splendor of the setting sun. Translation, stop flapping your gums.
I'll always remember you this way, Slate. With your brain in a sling.
What eat you, sailor? I told you the kid's in trouble. He's...
What does that make you, Mother Shannon? Put it all together and it spells sucker.
Guy clobbering me on the back of the head, taking Frankie for a gun ride who knows where. What's all that, a senior prom?
Senorita Duval, Senor Shannon.
Ask me later, Slade. Right now a policeman is mushing his way through the sand to me. Here we are, LaSalle, old pally.
I see you. You are very clear in the twilight. Hello.
And a hello to you, LaSalle. Hey, kid, you ought to try the local Y. They've got just the thing for breathless boys like you.
Thank you. I will consider it. But the reason for my breathless, amigo, friend mine, is that a man lies murdered.
And you couldn't wait to spread the news, huh, LaSalle? I'm a fool to ask this, but anyone we know?
I think. A man in a double-breasted tweed suit. A man with whom you have had what is called a disturbance of the peace in my set. Witnesses told us of this.
You were right, Slate. You were a fool to ask. Take the jackpot.
Now look, Inspector Mine, that was just a friendly little round of fisticuffs. You know, the manly art. Comes a time in every fellow's life...
No, it is not you of whom we have suspicion this time, Shannon. But of a buddy pal, Frank Jordan. This is the name the anonymous man, the unidentified man of the tweed suit, whispered before he died. Frank Jordan.
You see, Slate, I told
Please,
you...
Please, Miss Duval... Let us go to my business and talk of Shannon's friend, Frank Jordan. Huh? My arm?
Wouldn't go without it. See what happens when fellows agree with me, Slate? They give me their right arm.
Cut it out, King.
Why is it all of a sudden my music does not agree with you, Mr. Slate?
I'm trying to think.
About Frank Jordan?
What happened to him? Why did a gunsel beat me around the head and not Frank? Where did he take Frank? And why did he take him?
A man who beats a man about the head with a gun may also reverse the gun, Mr. Shannon. It takes less energy to pull a trigger. Perhaps this is what was done to...
No, it wasn't. Hiya, Frank.
I got away from him. He was going to kill me, but I tricked him.
You did, huh? How?
While he wasn't looking, I hit him. I hit him hard. Knocked him out.
You know what I think, kid? I think you don't have the strength to hit a man and tilt his head.
I hit him with an andiron.
Now you come back to me because you want to get out of Havana.
That's why I brought my bag. Don't tell me you're going to change your mind. Look, I can't get on that liner.
Tonight, when it's dark, I'll run you over to Key West. Come on, Frank, let's hide you away from all that trouble.
Do I get to sit on the inner tube again, LaSalle?
It is comforting, is it not, Senorita? But I think you will not care to. I think what I have to tell you of this Jordan will make you stand on end.
Not bad, huh?
This matter of Frank Jordan. He had an admirable record in his college until he played hooky.
Hooky?
Your pardon. During his sabbatical of this hooky, he was seen to consort with a notorious gamblers. The police of many states saw him so consorting. It made them to rub their chins and say,
They said that, huh? Just like that.
And when they found him always in the shadow of an infamous ship's gambler, a Jack Cronin, a cheat, a known criminal, they said,
And that makes Frankie, boy.
A man we want for murder. Tell Shannon that, Senorita Duval. Tell Shannon if he does not give us this murder suspect... We will hold Shannon for accessory.
It'll break his heart, so I'll tell him. That's what the man said, Slate. The man told me Frank was wanted for murder.
Well, LaSalle might be telling the truth at that.
What do you mean, might be? He's police inspector of Havana. Why should he lie?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Don't you get it, Slate? He's playing you for a patsy. Something happened on that cruise liner so that Frank can't go back to it.
He said it was something about a woman.
Maybe. LaSalle said Frank was mixed up with a professional gambler named Jack Cronin. You're going to turn Frank over to LaSalle, aren't you?
No.
This is really one of your dull days, Slate. Why aren't you going to turn him in?
Because I'm not sure. Try to understand my side of it, Sailor. Frank is just a kid. His brother and I went through a lot together. I owe his brother at least this much to give Frank a chance.
Next week, East Lynn.
That's your trouble, Sailor. Someone gets a little sentimental, a guy embarrasses himself in front of you just so he can be honest, and you...
I'm sorry. I said I was sorry, Slate.
I've got Frank down at that old shack of Mario's, the boat, too. If anybody drops in and asks for me, tell them I'll be there.
And I'm just supposed to sit around like an information desk, huh?
And if anybody asks, I'm leaving for Key West in just 1 hour. Open up, Frank. It's me, Slate Shannon.
Boy, I was worried you weren't coming.
How do you feel, Frank?
Anxious. When are we getting out of here?
When it gets real dark, there's not much moon tonight. We'll make it to Key West easy. What have you been doing with yourself all this time?
Cards and playing solitaire.
You play poker?
Not much.
You want to play?
Just you and me? Two-handed?
Showdown. Just to pass the time away.
What do we play for?
Matchsticks, marks on a piece of paper, that's all.
Sure, I'd like it.
All right, let's sit down. Is your suitcase on the chair?
Give it to me. Sorry. Just edgy here. I'll take it.
Sure. Here, let's sit. Here, use these cards. I picked them up at my hotel.
What's the matter with these cards I've been using?
Nothing. Same design, same cards. Let's just use my cards, huh?
Sure. I'll get these out of the way here. All right. Want a cut for deal?
Yeah. Six of clubs.
Ace, my deal.
Deal away.
Queen for you, nine for me, ten for you, ace for me, four for you. Six for you, and, well, little old nine for me. Filled it inside straight.
Well, that about does it, Frank. I'm clean out of matchsticks.
I'll lend you some.
No, I've had enough. You're a lucky boy for a kid who doesn't know much about... Come on in, people.
Hiya, Frank.
What is this, Slate?
Isn't someone going to say hello to me?
I told you to give directions, Sailor, not to come here.
When this fellow here asked me where you were, I leaned over the desk and said, "Are you Jack Cronin?" For an answer, he winked, grinned, and showed me a gun.
You weren't going to leave without me, were you, Frank?
This is the guy who slugged you, Slate.
Yeah, I know.
He's the guy that's been after me. One that wants to get me.
Tell me something, Cronin. How did a kid like Frankie here get away from a big man like you?
I'll tell you about it, Shannon. It was... double-crosser! Double!
How do you like your boy now, Slate? A killer.
Oh, it was self-defense, Sailor. Cronin was after the kid. You saw it.
Slate, have you gone completely crazy?
Come on, Frank. Let's go to Key West.
Sure we will. And you know why?
Sure I know why. The dough you've got in that suitcase. That's the money you and Cronin took off the customers on that luxury liner. Cheated them out of it.
I'm holding the gun. I'm confessing.
You're a bright kid, Frankie. That dead man in the tweed suit, you killed him too?
I didn't mind. He was a company cop.
And what's a company cop to a bloody boy like you?
Thanks, Dal.
I want to tell you something, Frank. I wasn't really sure about you. You want to know when I found out?
I know. When you pulled that crummy trick of handing me a deck of cards without aces. But aces suddenly turned up, didn't they, Slate? And 9 times out of 10 in my hand.
Sure. The ones you palmed from the solitaire deck you were playing with. You had to cheat even though you were playing for matchsticks.
It's dark enough now, Slate. Take me to Key West.
Yeah, I'll take you. Kill the light, Sailor.
Oh, the
I'll find you in the dark, Slate.
You found me?
Okay, sailor. You can turn on the light.
You convinced now?
Yeah. I'm not sending my boy to college. Their jaws break too easy. Hey, sailor.
What do you want?
Here, take a card.
Oh, no. You going to show me that corny card trick again?
Now, go ahead. Take one. Anyone at all.
All right. Four of clubs.
No, no. Don't tell me what it is. Just look at it and remember it. Take another one. That's right. Now, put it back in the deck. That's right. Now, I'll shuffle them. Now, watch this.
I can hardly wait.
Now, this will astound you.
Slate.
Huh?
I forgot what my card was.
What is it with you? A guy learns a few card tricks, he likes to show them off.
I know a trick. See? Nothing up my sleeves, no strings, no rubber bands. Hands behind my back.
So?
So close your eyes. Astound you?
That's a trick. Last girl who did that held her hands behind my back. Come here. That's the way the trick goes.
And so our two stars, Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall, have brought to a close our latest Bold Venture story. Special music was composed and conducted by David Rose. May we invite you to listen again next week at this time for another exciting adventure starring Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall together in Bold Venture.
Truth is stranger than fiction. And this is the truth. This is Ripley's. Believe it or not.
Mrs. Charlotte Wisconsin Van Cleve, by being born in what then was an early U.S. territory in 1819, was actually born in four of the United States, Iowa, Wisconsin, South Dakota, and Wyoming. Believe it or not. In a moment, I'll tell you about the most trustworthy man in history. The Caliph Walid ruled in Syria in the 8th century. Most rulers in that time were cruel and cunning, but the Caliph was trustworthy and fair. When it was time to pay for the construction of the $29 million Umayyad Mosque in Damascus, the Caliph refused to believe anyone would be dishonest in building a temple to God. He paid the bills and ordered them burned without looking at them. Believe it or not.
Obsession. The fiction writers have long been seeking that plot which is known as the perfect crime. But like the elusive will-o'-the-wisp, it is always just beyond reach. Murder will out, say the wise ones. And the pursuer is often that shadowy ghost known as conscience. In a moment, you'll hear such a case in the story of Cry Vengeance, starring Barton Yarbrough and Michael Raffetto. A tale told in the Belgian Congo of violence, death, and greed, which brought two men with stern justice. True men trapped in a pitfall of their own obsession. The Belgian Congo is a vast place where strangeness is as commonplace as the predatory animals which roam the jungles. It is a place also of loneliness, and where isolation is a thing of necessity, not of choice. On a back trail, two men ride toward a destination charted on a map of greed. Their names, Harris and Pitkin, and their plans are as dark as the blackness of their own obsession.
Yeah, but how can we be sure that Koenig has got any money?
Why, must have. Stands to reason, don't it? He's lived out there on that farm for years. He must have some money. And he's never spent any.
Mm. Well, what do you mean? He's kind of a miser?
Yeah, that's it. Too stingy to even have any help on the place. He's all by himself. That's why it's going to be easy. The nearest farm to him is that place we passed 8 or 9 kilometers back.
Well, I guess they won't hear him holler then, anyhow.
Not a chance. Why, they probably won't even find him. Nobody ever comes along here.
Hey, ain't that it? Right over there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Well, just how are you going to go about this now?
Well, we've got to stall a little and see if we can find out where he's got his money, see? We'll ride up and ask him if we can stay for supper and offer to pay him. Then we'll keep an eye on what he does with the money we give him. That might give us an idea where the rest of it's hid.
Mm-hmm.
If that don't work, why, I'll try to draw him out a little. So, don't be too anxious with that revolver.
Hey, wait a minute. I thought you was going to do the killing.
Well, all right, all right. I'd just as leave as not. Only, if I'm going to do the talking, somebody else has got to do the dirty work, don't they? I can't do both.
No, no, and I'll do it. But listen, how am I going to know when?
Huh? Oh. Well, let's see. I'll tell you. After I've found out all I can find out, I'll say to you, it seems to be a little bit cooler this evening. And then you let him have it in the back.
Okay. I'll be listening for you to say it.
Let's see. We ought to be able to get started again just after dark. By morning, we'll be in Portuguese territory and safe. And we'll be in Luanda and on a boat before they ever find him. Maybe they'll never find him, huh? Whoa. Oh. The house is back of that clump of trees there.
Mm. Yeah, I see the smoke from the chimney.
The old boy must be getting supper. We're just in time. We better tie the horses outside the gate here.
Yeah. Whoa.
Well, are you coming?
Yeah, wait a second, will you?
Well, come on. And close the gate. Hello in there. Hello.
Hey, maybe he ain't there.
Oh, he's there, all right. Come on, we'll go up to the door.
Hello, who is it?
Mr. Koenig?
Yeah, I'm Koenig.
Why, my name's Clark, Koenig.
Oh.
This is Mr. Anderson here.
I see.
They told us we might be able to get some supper here.
Oh, yeah, sure. Just I'm getting ready to eat. Come right on in.
Oh, fine. Come on, Anderson.
I'm just putting supper on the table.
Well, of course, we want to pay you for what we eat, you know.
Oh, never mind about it. You're very welcome. I put on some extra plates and then...
Oh, no. No. We always pay our way, Mr. Koenig. Sort of a principle with it. Anderson?
Sure. Yeah, well, this covering?
Oh, no. No, I couldn't take it. I haven't much of a supper, but what it is, you are
no,
welcome
No,
to...
that's... Here. Yeah, you take this.
Sure. Go ahead now. We'll feel better about it, you know.
Well, if that's the way you feel, well, danke schön. Just pull up some chairs, dear. I put out the things right away.
Yeah, pull up another chair, will you?
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm tired. Hey, look. Look in that coffee tin behind the stove.
Yeah, I see. Well, that soup certainly smells good, Mr. Koenig.
Yeah, we're kind of hungry.
You boys been riding a long ways today? Ach, Donnerwetter, that soup bowl is hot. Here's some plates.
Yes, we've come quite a ways today.
Now, just help yourself.
Yeah, well, just leave that to me.
Mr. Koenig, we're thinking of taking up some land around here. How is it for farming? Can a fella make any money?
Little maybe.
Well, not so bad if he can save it, huh? In the course of 5 or 10 years, a man ought to be able to lay away a nice little nest egg, shouldn't he?
Well, I don't know. If things go well, why, yes.
I see. Well, tell me, how things been going with you?
Oh, so.
Must be kind of lonesome out here, though. No friends or...
Oh, I have lots of friends.
Who?
The animals.
Oh.
My horses and cows and chickens and... And then there's the birds and the...
I see. Well, then you must be pretty fond of animals, eh?
Oh, yeah. Do you know, but sometimes I think I can almost understand them, know just what they are thinking, and they know just what I am thinking. I never hurt an animal in my life, and no animal would ever hurt me.
Yeah, I wouldn't, huh?
No, sir. They are all my friends, even the wild animals. Why, one time a leopard broke into my chicken pen and I walked right out there without even a club. I don't even keep a firearm in the house.
Oh.
And I just spoke to him nice and told him to go away. And he did. Why, I bet even a lion, if I saw one, wouldn't hurt me. All animals is my friends.
Well, that makes it nice.
They would all protect me.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, must get pretty hot here.
Oh, yeah. At this time of the year, it is warm.
Mm-hmm. But it seems a little bit cooler this evening.
Never knew I'd hear him. I hope nobody heard the shot.
There's nobody around here who could hear it. What's the matter with you?
Sounded louder than I thought it would.
That's because it was in a closed room. Well, let's see what's in that tin.
Mm-hmm. Is it there?
Wait a minute. Yeah. You're all right. I don't know how much. We can count it later, though.
Well, that suits me. I ain't so keen about hanging around here.
All right, then. Come on.
Just about how long do you suppose we was in there?
5, maybe 10. No more than 10 minutes. What?
Seems to me it got dark awful fast. Wait a minute. I'll open it. Seems like it's been a year. Bitkin.
Huh? Now, what's the...
Look, the horses. They're gone.
Wait a minute. What? Why, look. This board you tied him to is busted off. Say, what do you...
I bet you they heard that shot. I told you it sounded loud. Oh, what are we going to do? We got to have horses. We can't cover that distance on foot.
Wait a minute, will you? Don't get excited.
Yeah.
The old man must have horses. Why, sure, don't you know? He said he did. Come on.
Wait a minute. Listen, there's somebody coming up the road.
Oh, there's no...
Listen, I tell you, there is.
Well, whoever it is will ride by. Nothing to get excited about. Come on. Duck into the bush. Come on. Hurry.
Hey,
There's that chicken squawking. Why, it is, sure enough. Must be something in old man Kalig's chicken run. Oh. I'd hate to see him lose all his chickens. Let's ride in and tell him. Hey, Kalig.
Good Lord, they'll find him.
Well, what if they do? They're not going to get us. Well, we'll be aboard ship by this
time. We can't get over the line into Portuguese territory without horses. We can't go on foot. It'd take days.
Don't worry. We're going to have horses.
Yeah, well, how do you mean?
We're going to take their horses when they come out. There's only two of them, and there's two of us. And we've got a gun. Say, where is that revolver?
Why, it's right... What, Pitkin?
What's the matter?
I left it in there, in the house. On the table.
In the house?
Yeah.
Fine chance of holding them up and getting their horses without a gun. We'll have to go on without horses.
We can't.
We've got to now. We've got to get into Portuguese territory by morning.
Unexpected that wreaks vengeance in the formula of the stern law of justice. Pitkin and Harris had planned the perfect crime. But the shot that went crashing into the brain of gentle old Koenig frightened their horses, and they broke away from their tether. Now Harris and Pitkin are attempting the perilous journey to the Portuguese territory on foot. In the jungles, the monkeys chatter, and the bright-plumaged birds fill the creeping vine-laced air with their unearthly cries. Every sound of the dank, steaming growth of untold centuries now resounds in the minds of Pitkin and Harris as two words, cry vengeance. Two words that have become their obsession.
Wait a minute. Wait. We're lost, I tell you. You know we are.
Oh, stop your whining. I know where we are. We'll be inside of the river within an hour.
That's what you said this morning. It must be long past noon now. I tell you, we've been going in a circle. We'll never get out of here. We'll die here. We'll die and rot here.
Shut your mouth, will you? Come on.
What's that?
Oh, it's only a couple of monkeys up there. Will you stop wasting your breath talking?
I can't go any further. I gotta rest. I can't.
Shut up and come on.
I can't. I gotta rest. I'm not going any further until I...
Do you want to spend the night in here? Well, if you don't, you'd better get up.
It's a long time till dark. We can afford to rest a few minutes. And I'm going to. You can go on if you want to. You're only walking in circles anyhow. I'm going to stay right here.
All right. All right. 5 minutes.
Say.
What?
Keating said animals were his friends. Well, they've certainly been friendly to him so far. If it hadn't been for animals, we wouldn't be in this fix.
What do you mean?
The horse is running away and leaving us to go on foot. The chickens attracting the attention of those men. Yeah. You know, I wonder what started them squawking.
Oh, rubbish. We could have taken their horses if you hadn't left your revolver in the house.
Do you suppose they'll be able to find out who that revolver belonged to?
I don't know. Won't do them any good if they do find out. Nobody could track us through this jungle. But we're not as... bad off as we might be. We'd had horses and gone by the road, they could have followed us easy. The jungle here, they wouldn't have a chance. They could pass within 50 feet of us right now and not see us.
Yeah, I never thought of that.
And another thing, they'd never expect us to cut through the jungle in the first place. They'd naturally suppose we took the road. That's where they're looking for us, more than likely, if they are looking for us. By the time they find out that
we're not on the road, we'll be across the river.
Yeah, if we can find the river.
Oh, we'll find it. I lost my bearings for a while this morning, but I'm all right now. We'll be at the river.
Hey, listen. Listen, did you hear that?
Keep quiet. Curse them monkeys.
Hey, Harry!
Hey, he's coming this way.
Get out. Get down. Keep quiet.
Oh, Harry!
Hello!
Is that you, Irish?
Yes, it's me.
Where's Lafarge?
He's on the hill.
I thought I heard something over here.
Good Lord, they are trailing us.
Well, they'll never get us. They haven't a chance, I tell you. They'll find us in here in a million years. We got to lay low, though, for a while. We'll get out of here before night.
Yeah, but we can't make our way through the jungle at night.
And we'll wait till morning. They'll soon get tired of beating through this bush. And we're safe here just as long as we...
Betkin. Betkin.
Dogs. They're trailing us with dogs.
Betkin. Horses. Chickens. And now dogs. Oh, everything's against us. Everything.
Come on. Come on, don't be a fool. We've got to keep moving now.
Oh, what they use. We'll never reach the river.
Come on. Come on, will you?
Where are they?
Wait. Let me listen a minute. Over there to the left, I think. Come on. Come on, this way.
No, no. Oh, there they are ahead. They're right ahead of us.
We'll double back. Left. Then I'll throw them off.
Oh, if we could only rest just a little, this heat.
Don't talk. Don't talk. Keep moving. Come on.
And they're ahead of us, too. They got us surrounded.
This way, you fool. Don't stop. This way.
No, I can't. Oh, it's no use going on. They got us. Horses, chickens, dogs, animals. The train. Us. Oh, we can't beat them. I'm going to give up.
Come on,
I'm not going. I'm going to give up.
Come on. Come on, do you hear me? Come on, or I'll kill you.
Oh, go ahead, kill me. I don't care. Those dogs can follow. I'm not afraid of the men. But animals. Oh, I'm going to give myself up. I'm going to call him. I'm going to tell him.
Listen, you do, Harris, and I'll choke you to death with my bare hands. You hear? And I mean it. I'm going to get to the river, and I'm not going to let you or anyone else stop me. Do you hear that? And if you make a noise,
I'll... care. I'm going to give up.
Harris.
I'm going to give Harris. Up.
Here we are. Over here.
Harris.
Here we are. Here. This way. You give up.
The fire. Here they are. Oh! Come on, boys. I've got one of them anyhow.
Oh. Hey. Hello in there. Hey! Hello!
What's the matter?
Hey. I want to cross the river. I want a canoe. I want a canoe and a paddle.
You be run away, huh?
No. You're talking like a fool. Hey, listen. I want you to take me across the river. Cross the river, that's all.
Bad to cross river. Bad magic.
Oh, rot.
You speak 'em, say so. All same. Past all things for bad magic.
Look here. I got money. See? Plenty of it. I'll pay you anything you want. See? Here, look. Look, I'll give you all this.
Bad magic to cross river.
All right. All right, then. Twice this. Here. Here, take these. Here, take them, all of them. But get me across. Get me across.
You get them in canoe.
Good. I thought that'd bring you to your senses. Well, come on. Come on, get in. Get in.
All same. Past all thing for bat magic.
Hey. Hurry. Hurry, can't you? Hurry.
Make them go fast as can.
Hey. Lord. Listen. Can't you? Can't you hurry?
Make them go fast as
can. Oh, don't tell me that again. I'm sick of hearing it. Here. Give me that other paddle. I'll help you. Give me that other paddle.
No. Him canoe tip. Not stand up. Him canoe tip over.
Hey, give me a hand. Give me a hand, you fool. Help me.
Him canoe tip
over. I don't care.
Does not always triumph. The courts do not always mete out the law. The blind goddess of justice will have her way in many forms, and the scales will always be in balance. Such is the case with Pitkin and Harris. Old man Koenig is avenged, and the jungles close in the fateful chapter, and no longer does it cry vengeance through the dark corridors of a guilty man's obsession. In a moment, I'll return, and next week, Barry Sullivan will join us in a story called Faith is the Evidence, in which a man walks a lonely path in a search for that elusive thing we know as contentment, but wanders not knowing that his lamp of discovery casts the black light of obsession. Our story was produced and transcribed by C.P. McGregor in Hollywood.
That's it for this episode of the Relic Radio Show. You can find past episodes, more old-time radio, and everything Relic Radio at RelicRadio.com. If you'd like to help support this and all the shows, you can do so from the website as well. Just click on the donation information button for more on that. Thank you very much to those who have. Thank you for joining me today. Back next Tuesday with another hour of radio drama on the Relic Radio Show. Relic Radio Show is produced by and for RelicRadio.com. Rebroadcast of this show without permission is strictly prohibited.